From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside the country. Mr. Obama spoke Friday about Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategy in Syria.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster, and it's one that I reject.
President Obama said that the lack of distinction will have consequences for Syria that emerges from the conflict because the moderates will be needed to help run the country. Nor does Mr. Obama think the Putin strategy is a very popular one. Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple in a drive-by shooting. That attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a flashpoint for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict where violence has spiked since the Jewish High Holy Days began nearly 3 weeks ago. Tensions have flared over Jewish visits to the holy site, which are permitted under a status quo agreement in which Muslims administer the compound while Israel is responsible for security. Nigerian officials are saying the capital Abuja has been rocked by two explosions, no group immediately claiming responsibility. The attack as attributes of others by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. Militant group has killed more than 10,000 Nigerians since 2009, part of a campaign to impose Islamic rule in northern Nigeria. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reporting an overwhelming number of refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean from Turkey arriving in Greece, followed by Italy, with 131,000 people arriving so far this year. UNHCR says 97% of all those fleeing to Europe by sea are from the world's top 10 refugee-producing countries, led by Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA European countries have announced a program for relocating 120,000 refugees among EU countries and have increased funding, but he says this is not enough to tackle the critical situation.
Although public attention has moved away this week from Europe's refugee emergency, it's very clear this is a continuing, very large-scale emergency that's underway. People are moving through all these countries en route. Many of the problems still have to be addressed. There has to be proper, a united approach to all levels of managing this crisis. And there's lots more work still to be done. In addition to that, the factors driving these flows are not going away.
In the light of the quickly evolving situation in Europe, the UNHCR has revised its appeal for the so-called Special Mediterranean Initiative. Plan aims to assist refugees arriving in Europe from the Middle East, West, and East Africa. Agent is asking for $128 million from June 2015 to December of 2016. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he feels cautious optimism following talks in Paris with the Russian, French, and German leaders on reviving the peace process for eastern Ukraine. It was the first meeting since the leaders worked out a peace deal in Minsk in February. U.S. government investigators have recovered a number of weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in the state of Oregon on Thursday. Selenez Nunez is a U.S. federal arms officer.
So far, we've recovered 13 weapons. Out of those 13 weapons, we currently have in custody six were recovered at the school. Seven were recovered at the shooter's residence.
Investigators believe this was a case of domestic terrorism with no ties to any international group. Local sheriff called Thursday's incident a huge shock to the community, a quiet community, he said, where few residents are strangers. And President Obama urging the U.S. Congress to promptly approve a bill to fund the federal government to avoid hurting the economy at a time when global growth is slowing. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.